bottom Rashi and Kufnun Amad Aleph. So he says, Tupshat over here, it says that the Cheshbon shall Malach or Melech shall eat. So first Rashi says the word Melech is also being Nimlach is to discuss something. Why is it referred to as shall eat? Shena Shaloi, Ben Tzorach Bikach. Whenever somebody asks me for advice, it's not mine, it's something they gave to me, it's something which I'm just giving an opinion on. So a lot of give opinions. And I read to live in this bias, Kach Bikach Tzorach Lehutzi Boi. So I say, you know, I hold that it costs this much more money to make a house, build a house. It's not the gate with anything which is practical. That's called Shal Melech. Maloch. But linearly, Rashi says that the correct understanding of the word is Maloch, which means Malocho l'cheshbon asalot. What difference does it have to you, these discussions? For ain't sarach behen, lo l'cho b'lo l'acher. It has no impact at all for nobody, for anybody. He depreciates. Like the example that I just gave, like the standard yeshiva breakfast table conversation. Shema b'kach, k'gan shekvar hoya l'tzarech. It was something which had a significance at one point in time. Also, avru, it's gone. K'gan kach v'kach would say, I spent this much money on this house. Okay, cheshbon she'avru. Come on, muki lo doli avru l'gamri. The Morris says the case of cheshbon she'avru. Means that it's not totally irrelevant. Shadayin tzchar perlim alav, he still owes the money. Shall not nosno lehen, he still owes the money. Mishama b'kach hashavra legamri ve'ein tzchar perlim alav. The case of mabakach is that it's totally irrelevant because it's been paid off. Kavakach would say, see, Alma Avru Mutarit. She says, I spent as much money. It means it's Avru, it's Mutarit. Now you tell me Avru is Osir. So Morris says, well, Tishlach Hahi Gufa, this theory isn't from Brisa A to Brisa B. Brisa A itself is Shreer. Brisa Kamaisa Resha Ketani Shavru is Osirin. Sefer Ketani Shama Bekach Mutarin. And you told me Shama Bekach means the Hano Avru. So the answer is, it depends if you still owe the money or not. Zach, that the Gemara. In Machshichin, Tana Rabbanan, Ma'aseh b'chassid echad she'nifrez alei peretz b'sech sedeyu. There was a gap broke open in his fence. That's a very significant thing. Animals could get in, etc. Could damage the whole field. V'nimloch aleha l'gedros. He was walking by and he noticed it. And he says, you know what? I got to take care of this. In his mind. He says, "Oy vey, it's Shabbos. You're not supposed to think about." So he was being machmir even on hearer that I shouldn't be thinking about it. He says, as a punishment for his fact that he thought about his business on Shabbos, he's not going to avail himself and of the opportunity to clear, to fix up the fence. He's going to leave the fence open. Whatever happens, happens. Venasa lo nes. An ace occurred, also by Tzlav, and in that hole where there was this gap, so a Tzlav tree grew. Tzlav is English is a caper bush, so the caper bush grew over there, which Rashi says it's a large tree which has a lot of leaves, etc. So it basically filled up the gap, removing the damage to the field, the potential damage to the field. And umeno hoyisa parnasosa parnasos ache besa, and it also produces fruit, etc. That were, you know, that you remember we discussed it once before. The tzlaf has three different types of edible parts to it. You have the caper bush, you have the caper fruit, and there's like a shell around it. Both of those are edible, and then there's another berries which grow on its size. Besides, so you get a lot of food. So besides protecting the field, it also got a benefit from that tzlav. There's a famous chassam sefer on this Gemara that appears. There's a sefer hagagulim is from the Rizal, where he says, you know, delineates who was gagulim of whom. In Tanakh, for example, he talks to Moshe was a gilgul of Noyach. He says that this chassid echad was a gilgul of tzlavchad, and tzlavchad was the mechal of Shabbos. And his tikkun was that he was not only was not mechalel Shabbos, but even in his mind he wasn't mechalel Shabbos. He refused to do any have any shaychus to chilul Shabbos, and he was zeichah different to get one slaf shri slaf chod. That's some server brings the results that a piece over here in this Gemara. Okay, now whatever that means, I have no idea. But that's what I mean. That's what he said. Okay. Now the Morrison introduced a fascinating concept over here in Hilchus Amira on Shabbos. Rabbi Huda Rishmuel, if I have a action which is not intrinsically prohibited, because it's a way that's going to be permitted to do on Shabbos, even though, as I said, it actually is prohibited to do, that does not go into the Isser of Amira on Shabbos. Therefore, Mutar Adam Lo Adam Lormer L'Chaveiro, person could say, I'm going to go. I'm going to travel to town X tomorrow. I'm going to walk, even though it's outside of the tchum and you cannot walk on Shabbos. So I'm talking about something which is prohibited to do on Shabbos. So, it's since shimyesh burganin is herlech, that if there would be booths for people which are watching the field, etc., each one within what's called Shirayim of the city, which is 70 amas and 2/3 of an amma. So after the end of the city, we see that the city extends the 70 amas. Even when we count tchum, we start counting tchum after the 70 amas. If within that 70 amas there's a house. Or not only that, even if it's not a house, there's a booth which is used for the shomer of the sada, that extends the city. So now after that you have another 70 yamas. Now if there's another booth, you extend another, and it keeps extending. So the tchum is ever negeya because of all these booths along the way. So theoretically it's possible to walk from city A to city B. Now right now there are no booths, and you cannot walk from city A to city B because there's a tchum. But this action of walking is not an intrinsically prohibited action, so that doesn't go into the Isser of Amir. That's Shmuel's Chiddush. Needs a little bit of hazard to understand what's the logic behind it. Right now it's prohibited, and it is something which is an Isser of Shabbos. So I'm talking about something which is also the word Shabbos. Why should I be able to talk about it? So the limit of the Isra is because it's the Dabar Dabar. You're supposed to talk on Shabbos differently than you talk on the weekdays. So the Isra isn't talking about things that you also do on Shabbos. That's not the defining element. The defining element is the Dibur of Shabbos has to be different than the Dibur of the weekdays. In that, Chazal have a right to come along and say, we're going to make our klolim and say, well, if you refrain from talking about Shabbos, things which are prohibited on Shabbos, so it's a different type of deeper. Okay. The Isra isn't tachon, I'm arranging things. That's not the Isra, this is deeper. Over here, I'm talking about the fact, I'm not making arrangements, I'm talking about the fact that I'm going to be herlech to Baltimore tomorrow. Right? Right. That is sort of deeper. It's something which is not impossible to do. Chazal didn't put it in the Isser. It's within Chazal's domain to define it.
Now, what if I said I'm going to California tomorrow, and I mean it's obvious that I'm going to be taking a plane. No, it's not shy to
work in California. But as long as you don't mention the vehicle. If you mention that I'm driving, flying, etc., so you have a problem. As long as you don't mention the vehicle, it's mutter. Tanan. So the Mor is going to challenge Shmuel from our Mishnah. Emachshichim alatchum lischer poyalim ulahavi peiros. So you can't be machshich alatchum for the purpose of hiring go then immediately after Shabbos to continue and go hire workers or to bring peiros. So Mora is assuming, like the Mishnah says, that the dinim of, like Abba Shol says, the dinim of Amira, the dinim of being machshech al tchum go together. So whatever you're allowed to be, say, you're allowed to be machshich on the tchum for. Gemara says to Bishlomo, I understand you. There's no way you can hire workers on Shabbos. So you can't talk about hiring workers on Shabbos. So you can't be machshich al tchum for workers on Shabbos. But Ella Lobby Paris, Lemashim Yesha Machitzes, maybe. Why can't you be machshich al tchum? What's the problem? You're doing hitzah, but if there be walls there, it wouldn't be considered a hitzah. Just like there'd be regadim there, it wouldn't be problem tchum. Like, why does that? Why shouldn't Shmuel's concept apply to that? Almighty says Shmuel is wrong. Mor says no. Mishkachas lo beperis hamachuborim. The problem over here wasn't the carrying, which was the problem. The problem was the act of detaching them from the ground. But the other Mor says fine. But that's okay. Fine, you answer that. But still, Latani there's a brisa. Rabbi Yishai quotes a brisa. It says, "In machshichim al tchum lahavik teben bekash." You can't be machshich al tchum to bring teben and kash. Now, what is teben and what is kash? Mishlo bekash mishkachos lo b'mechuber. So, teben is straw and kash is stubble. So, the stubble is what's left on the ground after you cut it down. It's attached to the ground. No, so it's a problem. There, I understand the problem. You can't take it out on Shabbos. El teben. Where's the case that you can't? So, if you're telling me the problem of carrying is not a problem because theoretically, had there been an extension of walls, there'd be mutter, like Shmuel says. So, what's the problem with saying you're going to bring Tevin on Shabbos? So the more answer is betivna sarya. It's talking about tevin, which is rotted to the point that it's muksa. So the problem here is a problem of muksa. Tosafot points out that the case of even the case of kash, you cut off the plant from the ground, which means the plant was fully grown, it's no longer getting nutrients from the ground. So there's no malacha of kaitzer to rip out the remaining stubble from the ground. It's dead. It's not the malach of kaitzer. The malach of kaitzer is you're taking it away from its nourishment, etc. If the nourishment has totally ended and completed, there would not be the malach of kaitzer to remove it from the ground. Tosis brings a riot to that. So Tosis says the issue here is tikkun on the karka. So it'll go under, which goes under the category actually of choresh. I get it, right? Go and rip out all of these remaining stubble out of the ground. I have ground which I can use to plant in now. So the issue here is tikkun on the karka. The Rambam seems to learn that there is a problem of kaitzer, at least in Rabbanon, there is a problem of kaitzer. Toshma. Okay, the Mishnah says, next Mishnah says, Machshichim al tchum lefakech aliske kalav aliske hameis. He allowed me mach al tchum for these which are mitzvah elements to go to. Immediately go after Shabbos to take care of needs for the kala or for the mace. And again, being machshich and amira go together. So we're saying there's something which amira is asur, but since it's for a mitzvah, it's mutter. So what's that contrasting case? You're going to be machshich on the tchum to do purpose X, which had it been not for mitzvah, be asur, and since it's for a mitzvah, it's mutter. So it means I'm talking about X, whatever this X is. So Mor says, "Aliska kala umeis in al esek eske acher loy for something else you can't bishlama acher dumi the kala." What's the other case which you're contrasting to the case of kala? Saying, listen, this is self same discussion. If you talk about for kala, it's mutter, and for something else, it's us. What's that self same discussion? Mishkachas lo lemigzila asa. You're going to go after Shabbos to make a hadasim wreath for the kala by cutting it off of the hadash tree. So that's a malach of kaitzer. There's no way to do that on Shabbos. So for its a non mitzvah purpose, that'll be aser, and for the mitzvah purpose of the kala, it's mutter. Elameis, My new, what exactly are we referring to that we're doing iskei ames? The normal case was the person we mashach on the tchum lahavila or v'tachrichim. So go get the items that are needed for the mace of the oran and the tachrichim. Tani mason avol acherloi. Now if the problem is carrying, but my lema shim yesha machitzes maybe. So my answer is mason ami mishkachos law. That there's an is the migzile glima. The goal over here is he's going to somebody who's going to sew the tachrichim for him, the garment. So that you can't do it. There's no way to do that on Shabbos. Rashi. Tzlaf ilan gadol hu, it's a large tree. Ubal nofim harbe, has many branches. Ushloshim in the ochel yesh, it has three types of food on it. The pairs of you have avyonos, kafrisin, and lulavim. The avyonos are the actual fruit. Kafrisim are the shells around the fruit. And Rashi is interesting. Lulavim, there's the Moran Brachos uses a different lashon. It's referred to the berries. Lulavim are the actually the leaves. The Moran says they are not edible. Sheyesh Bergonin, Me'ayin Amo La'ayin Amo. If there be booths with every time within 70 amos of the previous one, 70 amos and 2/3 of an amo, so halacha filu b'shabbos, you may continue walking. Shekol choshev kirachas, that extends the city. Chol yirka dalad amos k'minim of erevin. So the city doesn't have a limit of 2,000 amos because the city is all like one area of 2,000 amos. The came into hudar b'shiyesh lehetzer al yedei tekanah. Since there's a way which would be able to do it on Shabbos. Shabbos, mutal armory. I feel a little bit more ashamed from hetzer. So you got to talk about it, even though right now those booths are not in place. Hamachuborim. The problem here wasn't carrying the payers, but it's cutting them off. There's no way you're allowed to cut them off of the tree, of the ground, of the tree on Shabbos. Kash is novus hashibolim ashtritza. It's the stubble which is left in the ground. The tevin is muksas. And maybe mishum the muksas. The tevin has become unusable even for an animal. It's no longer, you can't use it to lion, etc., whatever it is. So it's muksas. Olizke kala meis in. The chefse shemayim, that's the purpose of a mitzvah. Olizke acher, fill dumi the kala loy. But something else which is the same action. If you want to discuss it for a non-kala, it's also. Tzvishma achar, dumi the kala mishkacha. So where's the case? According to Shmuel's understanding, it's only not like Shmuel, the obvious answer is you want to go get something. So it's carrying. But according to Shmuel, carrying is not a problem because if there'd be mechitzas, it wouldn't be a problem. Excuse me. You have a case which is dumi the kala that it's also. The also lahakshik going to lahakshik ben mechuber. Which is the megas la asa, the avdala genona, the asa la kalasa, they would make like a wreath for the cow. And you have to cut it off from the tree. El iskei meis, maihi, what's the example of iskei meis? Havod orin takrichim, bringing the orin takrichim. Vamai, so why la acher loy? If that's the scenario. Why is it only permitted for a mace? You can do it for even a non-mace according to Shmuel. Lema hoil be yesh mechitzas. Maybe according to Shmuel, you should say had there theoretically been mechitzas there, it would be mutzah to carry. So I can talk about, and therefore I can be machshit about any to carry anything. So Mor says the megas the glimel l'sakim l'tachrichim dein hetu l'dover hayom klal. So the tachrichim is no way to do that on Shabbos. To sew a garment, so therefore, if it be somebody else, not a mace, you'd be also to talk about that. Since it's for a mace, it's for a tzarech b'mitz, it's mut. And therefore, the mimachshech is also mut. Okay. So the Mishnah said, you'll have mimachshech on the tchum to be lishmer, who may be peris b'yad. Avag Abdullah Avdul Lachar, he didn't do Abdullah. So how is he allowed to do this? Well, Amr Rabbi Elazar ben Antigonus, Mishum Rabbi Ezra ben Yaakov, Asalon Adam Shiasa Chafotzav, Karim Shiavli. You can't get involved in your needs prior to Abdullah. Mechitem, maybe you'll tell me. avdu b'tefila that he said atochan antonu, and that's what is allowing him to do work, even though he didn't say avdu l'kais. For Amar Rav Yehuda Meshmol, hamavdu b'tefila, tzarshi avdu l'kais. It's not sufficient to do Abdullah just in tefillah. You must say Abdullah on the coast. Mechitema the Abdullah on the coast, coast beside a meika. Where is there wine? Even if you tell me that he's able to improvise some type of cup, but where's the wine?
Slept
it with him. Yeah, Shabbos can't carry. Well, you're talking about the end of the tomb, there's no Erev, right? But then, wherever the Erev is, the tomb doesn't start counting until after the Erev. Samora says, no problem. Tikkun Rabbi Nosin Bar Ami, Kameh the Rabba, Benagita Shonu, it was a time when they were doing the wine press, and the wine presses were in these buildings outside of the city. So he is at this building way outside of the city, and there's wine there. No? No problem. Amalei Rav Rabbi Abba the Ravashi. B'marava Amrinan Hachi. In Marava we did the following. They said, Hamavla ben Kadosh Shachol, Mavdinan Surkin. Even though we were not mounted all the kais, by saying the phrase Baruch Hamavla ben Kadosh Shachol, that allowed us to do our needs. So the same thing over here. The person would say Baruch Hamaldim Kadosh Chor, or he'll say Atochan Antonu, which is the equivalent, according to at least Rashi would learn. Amar Rav Ashi Kavina Beir Rav Kahana. We were learning Rav Kahana. Haba Amar Hamaldim Kadosh Chor. We would say the phrase Hamaldim Kadosh Chor. Masal Sinan Silsi, and we would chop some wood. I guess I'm assuming for the purpose of the head of anyone who couldn't wait till after Abdullah because it was cold, etc. She says, hey, Baruch Hamad allowed a person to do his business. Rashi. Avagav the Loyavdol. A Sefer the Masis and Matam is asking a question on the Sefer. The Tony, maybe Paris, the other, you're allowed to go out there and do the malacha of the Kachet Samina Mechubur, below Abdullah. You're allowed to get involved in your needs before Abdullah. Samor says that he was mavd al alakos. Samor says, well, maybe you're mavd al batil. It's not enough. You have to mavd al alakos. Samor says, there was no kos out there. Better get the shanu deika kos besadim. There's wine out there in the field. They said they used to have mavd al kadosh shachol lekar ba'alma lelabas es hamelach, and that was considered sufficient to be mavd al melach by saying hamavdil mekadosh shachol. Later on, they would say the kais bracha gemura, davdol the full bracha of Abdullah. And if that's true, that a bracha mavdol is sufficient. But kolshkein the avdol b'tfila mutalazus bracha v'chazim amavdol l'kais. So that's sufficient. The Rif learns that that's not sufficient. The Rif says you would have to say the bracha b'shem malchus bracha tashem alkenim alchalam amavdol mekadosh shachol. And the Chiddush over here is you don't have to say a full Nusach of Abdullah, that's enough but you still have to go be Ma'avdol L'Kais afterwards. Without saying that bracha, you cannot be Isaac and Yerodat Tzrachim. So Biskin Rav learns that the Mechalik Rashi and the Rif is they're arguing is the problem here a problem of like you find prior to certain mitzvahs you shouldn't get involved in other things. So it's the Havdalah which is generating the Yisr, or is it the Shabbos? So it's called when you have not properly been Malava the Melech and said goodbye to Shabbos, you can't do work. It's like an extension of Shabbos. What's the problem? So he says that the Rif is learning the problem is the Havdalah generates an Isser. So just saying Baruch Hamavda, which is not, you didn't say Havdalah the Melech, it wasn't the halachic valid Havdalah, so you still have that Isser. So the answer is you have to say Baruch Atah Hashem Lekenu Melech Olam Mavda Kadosh Shachol. So he said a full-fledged Baruch. So now the issue of doing malacha prior to it doesn't exist. Rashi learns that's the other way around. The problem here was that there's an extension of Shabbos until you say goodbye to Shabbos. So the Morris Menachadish, as long as you say goodbye to Shabbos in some minimal way, you've now allowed to do malacha. Well, according to Rashi, it would be sufficient. because you didn't say a bracha of Havdalah. There's no bracha. You didn't say bracha to Hashem. You didn't say anything about bracha of Havdalah. The bracha was a chen and a doas. Right. Take the hay at the beginning of the word, put it at the end of the word. I don't know. Good question. Okay. Even according to Riff,
Even you still need to be, you still have to be mavdil al kos.
Right. So I guess the issa, well, not every single mitzvah you have to do or generates Eastern beforehand, saying that the mitzvah it wasn't the mitzvah alakos, which is the mitzvah havdalah generates the Eastern. So he's going to have to learn according to this pshat. Kalam or Abishol. So then Abishol came along and said a rule. Abishol said, whatever I'm allowed to talk about, I'm allowed to be machshech alav. That's the rule that he said. So where's the Diborlu Abishol ahai? So the Tana said that what's Abishol's goal? The Tanakama said case X is Aser, case Y is Mutter. So Abishol's goal is to give you a klal which would describe what's Aser and say, well, listen, everything, only these things are Mutter, everything else is Aser. So he's describing Iser. Or his goal is to describe Heter. The use of this case is Mutter. I'll give you a klal how to understand it. So is he going on the ratio with the case of Iser? Or is he going on the Sefer? Ilei my ratio, koi, which is you may not be machshech al tchum to do either of these, to wait to do immediately after Shabbos either of these actions, to hire workers or to bring back payers. So, hi, kol shani zake ba mirosu rishar ni b'chashichosoi, kol shani zake ba mirosu any rishar b'chashichosoi mi boyolei. So then, what Abishol should have stressed was the things that I cannot talk about, I cannot be machshek for. And that's what he's trying to be magder, the lashanas of the resha, that's what he should do. That's Ella a Seifa koi, it's going on the Seifa. Which is Abba machshek lishmor, you can be machshek for the purpose of doing shmira, and then once you're there, maybe Paris, biyada. Okay? Now, so he's coming and giving a rule. Now, when you give a rule, you take the information that you have, and then you build from that. So we've told you that you're allowed to be machshech. So I would suggest that the more what you should tell me is whatever you're allowed to be machshech for, you're allowed to be talk about. But tell me whatever you're allowed to talk about, when I've never given you a klal anywhere in the Mishnah, what you're allowed to talk about is a very bad rule. Hi, kol shani zake b'chashichosu rishar ani b'amirosu miborle. Really, what I should tell you is what you may. I've told you you're allowed to be machshech, and I should tell you, by the way, that being machshech goes together with a mirror. Not that a mirror, right? That a mirror goes together with machshech. When you're allowed to be machshech, you can talk about it. That would be a clear sentence. Somewhere it says lo elam a sefer koi. So it's going back on the sefer. Abishol aho koi. Abishol is going on the following halacha. Damar of Yehuda and Shmuel. Mutter l'adam l'aymer l'chaveira. Shmar li peiris shebetum. I have an orchard which is outside of my tchum. It's within your tchum. So shmar li peiris shebetum cha. Watch for me my peiris which I have in your tchum. So they meet over here at the edge of their tchumen, and they're talking by their edge of their tchumen. And the monk says, you know, there's some fruits that orchard that I have is beyond my tchum, but you're accessible to it. So you'll watch those for you, for me, and I'll watch yours for you. So this is the halacha that Shmuel said. So don't you agree that I'm allowed to talk about that? So if I'm allowed to talk about that, I'm allowed to be machshich about that. So you have to say that the Gemara is saying that this halacha, even though Shmuel says it, we don't have it in the Mishnah, it was so obviously agreed upon by both of them, so you can build your rule off of this concept that there's a case of Amir which is mutter. So he says to Tanakama, why are you only discussing being machshich when really you're allowed to talk about it, and whatever you're allowed to talk about, you're allowed to be machshich. And that would be a better rule, Rashi says. In other words, Rishon says the Tanakama, because by saying that rule, and we already know by Amir there's a rule of a dabra dover, mimsu chefsecha b'dabra dover. So in mimsu chefsecha and dabra dover, we understand that this dibra doesn't apply to chefse shemai. So that's in the pasuk itself already. There's no shalom allowed to talk about cheshvan shal mitzvah. So obviously I'm allowed to be machshik for cheshvan shal mitzvah. So I can save you the tircha of telling me the loch, you're allowed to be mefakech, aliske kal, be machshik, aliske kal, aliske meis. I can tell you that by just telling you the rule of Amira, and you'll know that automatically. So that's what Abba Shol is trying to get. Furthermore, Kasha. Fine. Ve'em akol sheni zakir abim rosli, rishayni lahachshik alop. Klal lasuye mai. Why does he have to say a klal? I mean, when a person says a rule, you know, he says, A permits B. There's a rule that A permits B. Why do you have to call it a rule? I mean, you tell me A permits B, you tell me the rule. You tell me that it is a rule. So why say klal? Lasuye mai. Lasuye hoder terabonon. You can't be machshik on the tomb to go let your animal wander off. So you're not allowed to be machshik on the tomb with the intention or the purpose to go get bring the animal in. Let's say ha'isa men is chus tchum. If the animal is standing right there immediately beyond the tchum. So then karelo v'hi bo'ah. You can call it in, and it will come. Now, Tosafot over here raises a question: what is the what's the case over here? If the case is that being machshik goes together with a mirror. If I'm allowed to tell you that I'm going to travel to the next city, I'm allowed to tell you that I'm going that can be machshik to go to the next city. So, my problem is getting the animals going by my tchum. I'm allowed to go talk about that. So, I'm allowed to be machshik for that purpose. If the issue is bringing it back, well, had there been mechitzas there, so again, so according to Shmuel's halacha, what's the problem? So it says the case was that the animal was weak and he'd have to carry it, and it's muksa. So there's no way he can talk about bringing the animal back, carrying it, you know, to bring. He can't talk about bringing the animal back, so he can't be machshik about bringing the animal back, because the case of the animal had to be carried. Okay, now the brayse kolam or avashol kol sheni zakev abin roster v'shanid lahachshik halov. So I'm allowed to be machshik and allowed to talk about it. You're allowed to tell the shliach, in case if you're sending a shliach, that go to here, go to there, if it costs more money, so so you can spend more money. So all of that goes into. You're allowed to be having a mirror about those things, and you're allowed to be machshik about those things. Rabbi Huda Omer Ubavashal Yaz Chaloschum Mekav. I'm allowed to tell the person, spend whatever. That's Iske Meis. I tell the person, you know what? There's this, the camp cost over here. I can't spend more than 300. That's not Iske Meis. That's your Iske of your pocketbook. So that's not that I can't discuss the amounts of the money that he should be spending, because that's not really the tzarach of the Meis. That's the tzarach of I don't want to spend too much money. Let's see Rashi. A high koi kuf numa beis, second to last Rashi. A high koi umashi called it. What's Abishol coming to give it, make it, generalize about? You name a ratio. The Kani Tanakama, Li Sura, Tanakama says this is the case, which is also. Because of Abishol, the Shavya Bey Klala, he wants to give you a general rule to understand what's also. The Kola Li Sura, if the goal of the Klala is to define what's prohibited, Havla the Maimer, Behedja, you should have said explicitly, Kol, She'eno Izake, by Mira, things you cannot talk about. Can Elu, She'eno Rashay, Lerman the Chaber, things I can't tell my friend. Scholarly Poilim, hire workers, Havli Paris, bring Paris, the Mosi Shabbos. And Rashay Lahakshik, oh, you can't be Machshik either. Me boy, that's what he should have said. So he's not going on the range. Ella safe, of course. Elamai is going on the safe. The Kamer Tanakama, the Tera, the Tanakama says in certain cases on Mutu. Quote, the Tanakama said, Abamachshik, Hodli Shmer, you gotta be Machshik for Shmir purposes. And once you're there, you can bring payers. But you gotta be Machshik for Shmir purposes. Also, you, Meshavi, make clothes. You know what? I'll give you a general rule. The Hobby, Koki Yetzaben, to therefore extend the Lach to anything which is similar. That was Abishol's, intent. So, if the Tanakh had discussed the idea of Amira being mutter prior, so you can say, you know what? We already told you everything is mutter to talk about. Well, you can be mashik, whatever you can talk about. But that, we don't have that. Hi, kol shani zake by l'hashik alav zake ne b'amir osu mi boile. The hetu the chashecha k'tanan, the hetu the mirah loy tanan. We never discussed the hetu of Amira. The hetu toli tanya, a bit of loy tanya. So how can you define something which has been clarified based on something which is not clarified? Something which has not been mentioned. So more answers. Lo lema seifa kol. Kinnis kamart. It's going on the seifa, obviously. With the kasha the chol. You had amira mehecha. Kamar levetayra. Where did we discuss amira before? The toli behachshacha, that you can say that hachshacha being mashik on the tchum, it goes along with whatever amira is permitted. So the answer is a hakoy. Damer of Yehuda. Alma zaka and nebe mirasa. So we've discussed where amira is permitted. They both agree that the din of Shmuel is obviously permitted. So that was like so obvious it wasn't even mentioned in the Mishnah. Therefore, Mekamerle Abishol Tanakam. Mila Mendisa Behoshat the Mutta Lahakshuk. The Mutta Hul Armor could have Shmuel the same way you're allowed to say it like Shmuel, you're allowed to be Mashiach for that purpose. And that was what Abishol was coming to say. Whatever you mirror is Mutter, being Mashiach is Mutter. So you agree to the idea you can say you can be machshek. I want to know. Why do you just discuss the specific case of being machshek for shmira? A better idea is to say, shall we call in the mill to give a rule? You should say a more general rule. Whatever you're allowed to be talk about, you're allowed to be machshek. What do you gain with that? The shmami nohach, you'll cover the case you just said of being machshek for shmira, and the shmami no mesa kala, and you'll also cover the case of mesa kala. The honami zaki rabbi rasu kimafarsh. Come on, you're allowed to talk about them because you're allowed to talk about iske shemai, chefse shemai, and what you're allowed to talk about them. You're allowed to be machshek for them also. So, given the cloud that I said, well, is much more is a much better idea. Now, Rashi was saved with the mastis and the ketanim machshek al tchum lefakech liskekalas abasholhi. So, we divided it up to two Mishnayos, and our Gemara divided it up to two Mishnayos, but if you look at the Mishnayos, it's Abishol says a klal. It's the last thing in the Mishnah Kuf Nun and Aleph. And then it goes, Machshichon al Tum lefakeh l'sik kalabit skemeis, l'habon arvon zachrichim. That halacha really is Abishol all talking and saying, this is what you should have said the klal, thereby extending to this case. That was all of Abishol's thought process. Kalam Abishol, Hainami zakeh ben osu, kitani seva, v'armaloi leich l'mokam ploini. So the phrase klal is remember that you can tell the person to go to place A, the place B, etc. Sumekach monomasaim. You can't mention monomasaim. That's what Rashi learns. The Ram actually has a different gears. Halacha Ram says you're allowed to say the money. He says you can't say a sikum, a case where I've paid you back X, and you say, you know what, if you pay me the last $50, you've paid off all the debt. So that's they're making a total sum. That's the problem. I can't discuss total sums, i.e. there is credit or those type of things. You know, you have credit by me, but those type of things you can't discuss. But how much you're telling the person, this is what I can afford to spend. You know, that you're allowed to tell him. He needs to know that for he's going to go to City X and get the Aron HaKrichim. He has to know how much to spend. That's not prohibited. But he can't get involved in balancing the ledger. That's what the mission is. That's what Rishab Yehuda is saying is prohibited.